I am Dylan Davis, and I'm an 8th grade student at Academy Prep. I'm excited to be a part of this program and very grateful to meet so many of you today. I will graduate in May, and I have applied to the following high schools: Short Prince, Berkeley, Canterbury, and Baylor School in Tennessee. My goal is to become a neural surgeon someday. Our next honoree has been recognized as a leader dedicated to improving the lives of people within local, national, and global communities for decades, Ms. Beth Housen. As the executive... As the executive director of St. Petersburg Free Clinic, Ms. Housen's work feeds thousands of our neighbors, provides medical and dental care to those without access, and provides shelter and a path to stability for the homeless. She currently serves as a treasurer for the Foundation for International Missions and has taken 15 mission trips to rural Honduras in support of a medical clinic. She serves as the chair of the hospital board of H. Lee Moffitt Cancer Center and Research, is a member of First Presbyterian Church, and is board chair emeritus of Great Aspirations, the House and Wagner Children's Museum. Ms. Houghton is a graduate with highest honors from Stetson University College of Law. She earned both her BA and MBA from Tulane University. She is licensed to practice both law and public accounting in Florida and has been an adjunct professor at the University of South Florida and Stetson University College of Law. Ms. Houghton and her husband, Scott Wagner, are the parents of 3 grown children and 2 grandchildren. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Beth Housen to the stage.
Thank you very much. It's really hard to follow these kids, though. I think all of the fabulous females would say that that's true. Well, before I give the piece of advice I'm going to share, I have to give a shout out to a few of the staff members here from the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. I'm going to ask them to stand up briefly. Yes, Shana, Angel, Rhonda, Millie. It's the homeless folks that we have the privilege of working with who have to make those hard decisions on how hard they want to work and how much discipline they want to put in. And for those of us who are in this work, it is a privilege. And it is so exciting to see when people make those choices and exert that discipline to change their own lives. Well, I struggled with what piece of advice I would want to share. I figured there'd be a whole lot about, you know, reaching for your goals and discipline and high performing and all of that sort of thing. And I know the students at Academy Prep hear those kinds of things and should every day. So I thought maybe I'd share a piece of advice that was a little more balanced, that as many of the good pieces of advice I've received in my life came from my father. I was probably 7 or 8. I was younger than the Academy Prep students, and I remember not getting something I wanted or, you know, being unlucky in some way and me saying to my dad, "I am the most unlucky person." Just having my own little pity party. But I remember using the word luck and whether I was lucky or not. And as my father would do, very intellectually honest, you know, sat down. And, of course, this is the man that was working 10 hours a day to make sure that I had food and a roof over my head and all the rest. And said, "Now, Beth, let's think about that for a minute. Look at all the world's people. You have a roof over your head. You have food. You have this. You have that. You have parents who love you," which didn't always seem like a blessing at that point because they also told me the things I couldn't do. But he kind of laid out that for all the world's people at that moment in time, I was in fact one of the very luckiest in the world. And there's no doubt about that. I was and I am, and the fact is every person in this room is. So as time went on, that yes, you're really lucky, became keep things in perspective. And I shared this with Scott this morning that I was going to say keep things in perspective, and he went, what? You know, what's that about? But I do think as we're growing up, in particular, one day we think we're the hottest thing going, and the next day we think we're just the dregs. And sometimes as we're adults, we have those days where we think everything's perfect and wonderful and our life is blessed, and the next day we can't believe we drew the lot we did. And one of the ways my father helped me think about this was, as I was going through the high school years of ups and downs, was to say, do you think this will be important to you in 20 years? Good way to think about things. Good way to think about things at any age. So what I would share with the students at Academy Prep are that there will be good times and bad. There will be times that everything's going your way, and there will be times that they don't seem to be going your way. But to try to step back and keep perspective over the course of your life, and to remember the things in your life for which you can be grateful. That balance, that perspective will serve you well. And I thank my father, who passed away just about 3 years ago this month, for giving me that advice. Thank you.